10 o'clock Friday night. Bobby and Bernice beneath the starry sky.
What are you looking at, Bobby?
Them stars up there.
They're real pretty tonight.
I want to travel to them stars sometimes. I don't know what I'm doing here. I look at people and they seem to know what they're about. I mean, they feel they belong here on this world, but I feel like I come from out there. But something stops me from remembering. Sometimes I dream in a different solar system with two suns. Planets orbiting an elliptical orbit around the two suns. One sun's an old star. It's big, but it's dying. The other one's newer, smaller, but bright. And where I come from, there's these cities I can't even really describe. I see them, but, well, it's like the golden age of that planet. Towers, very slim and beautiful, and people shimmer like light. You can almost see through them. And I ride their streets, and they move themselves, and they can look, and I shake their hands, and they appear to be saying, "You can't come back." "Nope, not yet." And somehow I know they're right. And I feel ashamed, because they're right. And I leave, and I wake up sweating, and sometimes dizzy. And I get up, and I look out through my eyes, and I don't see the same. Sometimes for a whole day, everything's strange.
I don't understand.
It's like I was on a foreign planet, here, and everyone is like strange creatures with these funny appendages, these arms and legs, and I'm wearing them too. When I built this time machine, it wasn't that I wanted to travel in time, not really, I don't think. It was more that I wanted to build a machine that would take me home. Remember? You told me you felt like you lived in another time, and sometimes you don't fit right here. Well, I feel like I come from one of them stars, and I want to go home.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Could be worse. I knew someone felt there was something in the sky, almost like a magnet kept trying to pull him out of his skin, you know, through the top of his head. He used to show me this round spot going bald right on the top. Said that's where it's trying to pull him out.
You mean when he was walking outside?
Everywhere, sitting in the house, driving his car, all the time, this force pulling on that spot.
Was he scared?
Nope. He wished he could just go, but he couldn't.
Think it was the moon pulling?
He didn't think so.
Think when he's old, that thing will levitate his toupee?
Maybe. Now he don't feel it no more. Feels like he figures he's doing what he's supposed to do. The thing quit pulling.
Let's go to Bud's. I'm hungry. You still thinking?
I'm thinking if I figure out what I'm supposed to do here and do it, then I can go.
Wayne and Clarence look for their stashed beer but discover something else instead.
Clarence, you sure that beer's over this way?
Yeah, unless some sneaky turd found it.
Well, I can't find nothing.
Well, I left half a case cooling in that water. It's under the bank. Hey, if you shine your flashlight over... Oh, what the heck is this?
I can't find nothing. This water's cold.
Hey, Wayne, come here. I think I found a big hunk of scrap iron.
Damn, I can't find no beer. You probably... Ernie will pay a fortune for that.
Yeah, but somebody must own this.
Nah.
Yeah, look here how they tried covering it with branches. See?
That don't mean nothing, numbskull. They shouldn't have left it sitting in the swamp.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. Just like your beer, Clarence.
Yeah, you think we can get it in the pickup?
Maybe. If we try rolling... Can't move the damn thing. Weighs a ton.
I should have walked under it.
Oh, Wayne, we can't get this in the pickup unless we use the winch on Ernie's wrecker.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Wait till Ernie sees this. His eyes are gonna pop out. Boy, oh boy.
There's Ernie over in the booth. Hello, Ernie.
Have a seat, Bobby. Bernice.
You know, Ernie, that call you gave me said it came from Fred Newman direct forward.
Yeah?
Took it apart. Not took it in pieces. Just took the casing off and looked inside. Well, it ain't like no coil I've ever seen.
Oh.
A lot of unfamiliar little parts in there.
Maybe that's one of Henry Ford's experimental coils. Maybe that's what that fella was looking for you about.
Who's that, Ernie?
Wayne Martin and Clarence, they said it. The heck with it. They see you, they'll tell you.
What did he look like?
What do I know, girl? I didn't see the fella. Betty Lou, what do you got for dessert there?
You didn't
like
for yourself,
young fool. One day she's not going to get my tip, no, sir. Well, see you, Clarence. He'll tell you. Something like that.
The Imperial Pink Pearl Eraser bounces off the ceiling.
Conspiracy! I told you, I... Did I not? Did
yes.
I not?
Yes, your preciousness. We are dispatching a super special agent to X-2 to halt the erasure of one Bob the Bonecutter, but...
No, don't you see, idiot? It is part of the conspiracy. The professor
understand.
Is behind all this. I know.
Don't
I know, I know. I smell it. Can't you smell it? That sweet, sicky smell. He's behind this, hiding in the past somewhere.
It's over here, Ernie.
Yeah, it was crisscrossing branches, but we found it.
What do you think?
This is some hunk of scrap metal, boys.
Weighs a ton. Might be it's solid.
Hey, do you think it could be one of the meteorites?
Nah. A thing like this heavy, would make a hole in the swamp.
Yeah, it looks foreign, though, don't it?
Well, we hook the winch through and drag it out easy, right, Ernie?
Now, boys, this hunk of metal belongs to someone.
Nah, I told you Ernie
said
that.
Shut up. This swamp don't belong to nobody.
Sorry, boys. Better leave this thing alone.
Shoot, Ernie.
You two get back to town. I'll cover this thing back up.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming out, Ernie.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, shoot.
Now let's see what we got here. End code.
Target erasure, one Bob B. Bonecutter, by direct order of His Preciousness, the Imperial Pink Pearl.
Let's see what we could do about that.
Ernie's garage. Bobby fires up his time machine and drives off into the future.
Bobby, why do you have to do this? I thought you were going to give up on this time machine.
Nope, I never said that.
Because you're crazy.
I'm going to talk to those people in the future and get it straight. I got to know about myself.
Bobby, they'll kill you.
So long.
Bobby shifts through the gears, recklessly headed straight up the warped highway of time. Shifting into third, he reaches the plateau of mystic silence. As futures pass in a swirling blur, halfway to his destination, the transmission gives a wrenching groan, ripping loose, stripping the forward gears, and he's stranded, caught between futures, drifting aimlessly, floating into the void of sheer nothingness.
Hello, Ernie.
Something wrong?
Bobby's gone off by himself in his time machine. They'll kill him.
You know, I didn't know you were sent by them until recently.
How recent?
Just now. How long have you known that I'm the professor?
Tonight, for sure.
Were you sent to erase him?
No, someone else. I was sent to stop it.
Shoot, I've had it with that dang time machine.
Bobby!
With the future.
You made it back safely.
I never got anywhere. I got halfway there and the stupid thing stopped and come right back. I'm sick of time travel.
Well, nice to have you back, Bobby. You get spaddies.
I'm taking that thing apart. Let's celebrate something. What's this, Bud's Cafe and no music? Hey, Betty Lou, how come there's no music?
Don't just stand there. Put a nickel in the jukebox, you young fool.
Bernice, I'm gonna play our song.
Did you sabotage his machine?
Yes.
Is that why Bobby kept landing in the same place? You made sure that it happened?
Yes.
Nice joke on his preciousness.
Yes.
You ever going to tell him the truth?
I sabotaged his machine.
No, that it wasn't Bobby, but that you that built the machine.
Well, the truth is, I didn't give him the principles to build that machine. He did it alone. I merely sabotaged it. Understanding the principles better, you understand.
He made it himself?
Now he's drawing plans for a machine that'll take him to the stars. Did you know that?
A rocket ship?
No, not a rocket ship, but something else.
He's trying to get home.
I don't even understand the contraption. Bernice, I don't know where his ideas come from. I don't know who he is.
Bobby doesn't even know. But does anyone? Dang you, Bobby, I hate hillbilly music.
Behold, his heart is made of naughty pine. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Sit on.